Some of you may have been kind of curious about what the Tricycle Collective was, and it actually is an extraordinarily appropriate title for a collective, I have to say. Michelle Oberholzer is with us in studio. We're going to be talking about that right now. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now knowing what the Tricycle is about, what it has to do with, I think it's wonderfully appropriate. Tell folks how you came up with that Tricycle Collective.
Well, the Tricycle Collective, we're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to spread information and empower people to stay in their homes through this epidemic of tax foreclosure that we have here in the city. And the name, the Tricycle Collective, was born out of the real motivation to help keep people in their homes, which was that symbol of a tricycle, of lives being lived, houses that are homes, children growing up within these houses, and the desire to stabilize those people by helping them to keep their homes.
And one of the ways of identifying those homes is to look for the tricycles out front.
Yeah.
And that was really kind of neat.
And practically, it made me feel more comfortable knocking on the doors when I know this is a family home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good point.
Absolutely. And there's some wonderful, we're going to provide the links for this. There are some wonderful stories that are on there of families, men and women, who have been able to keep their home for a remarkably small amount of money. Well, it doesn't take much, does it?
It really doesn't, you know, and this currently the Wayne County tax foreclosure auction is going on, and a lot of people, including those probably in your audience, may be aware of it because it happens all online. But those,
That's right.
The remarkable thing is that those in these homes often aren't aware, A, of the foreclosure, or B, of the opportunity to purchase the home for a relatively low sum.
That's the issue,
isn't it? So we're connecting the dots with information and, in some cases, yes, a financial contribution. We're doing a fundraiser right now through patronicity.com, which is a local crowdsourcing website.
Right.
People might be familiar with Indiegogo and Kickstarter. And this is one we have here locally that's focused on Detroit-based projects in part. And they've been so supportive of us.
As a matter of fact, we had them on talking about the Smart Park in Royal Oak, Gary, if you remember that.
That's right, we did.
And we raised more money for that. Matter of fact, like two or three times more money through that patronicity program to establish that Smart Park downtown Royal Oak. This is going now. Is this the second year that you've been
doing? It is, yeah. It started last year. We were able to help 10 families buy their homes.
Wonderful.
And in that case, five of those families purchased their home in full for $500.
That's wonderful.
And that won't be the case this year because of some changes to the auction. Mm-hmm. So in addition to increasing the number of families we want to help, you know, it's been a year, our capacity has improved. We also want to increase the dollar amount that we're giving to people, and it is so necessary. I was just out earlier today knocking on doors, and in many cases, renters are only just finding out today. They've been paying rent up until this point to someone who no longer owns the building, and they're trying to pull together information and money and really get this going without much notice.
This just screams victimization, this whole process.
It certainly does. And some people might argue, well, if you're a renter, you never owned the home, and perhaps it's not something that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we really do so desperately need stabilization in our communities. And what we recently learned through Loveland Technologies, they've been very progressive in spreading information about this issue. I use their website constantly, and they have recently put out a very troubling study that showed 1 in 6 foreclosed homes in last year's auction that were occupied are now vacant. And so these forces of destruction are really actively going on, and this is only 1 year later. So we're trying to just do whatever we can to keep people in their homes.
Well, God bless you for what you're doing. I mean, I was just so blown away when I saw it that I said, we got to do something about this. I think this is wonderful. Cal, you're going to say something.
You know, I think that effort is extremely great, and it's good to hear that sort of thing is going on. How do you handle, though, I mean, okay, so you raise the money so they can buy the home and for the taxes that are back on it and that sort of thing. What happens next year when the taxes are due again?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that makes this possible is a partnership with United Community Housing Coalition. They're a very wonderful nonprofit group here in the city that's been doing proxy bidding for years, helping people buy the home who may not have the full sum of money at the ready, or they may not have internet access, or they just want to have the benefit of experts working on their behalf. So they will provide other resources throughout the year, making sure people have their paperwork in order. But then within the Tricycle Collective, we're also trying to connect families with each other, because we don't want it to be a one-time infusion of money. We really want to show a strong track record that people are being a stabilizing force in their neighborhood, even being a resource of expertise when inevitably this happens to their neighbors in years that to come. So we're working very hard to make this be a broader mission.
You know, Michelle, I was at Techonomy this week, and we're going to have David Kirkpatrick on next hour. But one thing I heard there was another concept called slow roll. And I don't know if you know anything about it. I didn't.
I mean, bikes.
It's called slow roll. They have like 4,000 bicyclists get together Mondays. And, you know, it just seems to me that because they're slowly rolling through some of the neighborhoods.
Yes.
If they were going by a house, a home that you were trying to collect money to save, a tricycle out front. Somehow, it just seems to me that the people that are willing to go do the slow roll, a vast number of them, would be willing to put a little in the pot to help. So there's I don't know if you could partner or not, but it just seems like it's just they're just made for each other.
Well, there are a lot of parallels, strangely, between the world of bicycles and the Tricycle Collective, and the names were kind of a coincidence, but it bears out. And in fact, the work that introduced me to this foreclosure issue, I was doing on a bicycle, and I do believe that it affected my emotional attachment to my surroundings because I wasn't within the barrier of a car.
Yeah.
And so we have been selling bicycle bells. There's a partner organization that I co-founded called Bring a Ling. And we sell bicycle bells. This was originally conceived as a way to thank people for donating to the Tricycle Collective, and it sort of spun off. And we've been selling our bells at Slow Roll on Monday nights. Half of the cost of the bell goes to the Tricycle Collective. And we're hosting a bike ride tomorrow in the neighborhood right before Detroit Soup. And there's a very careful thing that has to happen. The work of introducing to a resident the fact that their home is in foreclosure is a very delicate issue.
Oh, yes.
And so it's even with this bike ride we're doing tomorrow, we won't be pointing to individual homes.
I got
and
it. Okay.
Sort of
right,
pointing that out. But one thing we are doing to identify the homes is putting signs out front which invite people to invite people to be aware that this is a home and please do not bid against the family within it.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to do what they can to save the home.
Mm-hmm.
So in that
mm-hmm.
way, we are identifying those houses.
Michelle, I just ask you a question. I mean, you're a young person. You look like you're well under 30 still. Still could be out there having fun and that sort of thing. What got you involved in this and what drives you to do this?
It's just the most impactful and moving thing that I have found. Just being out there this morning, I said to myself, there's two things that I know, that this is good work and that much more of it needs to be done. And
great.
I am a relative newcomer to the city. My family has a long history in Detroit, but I myself moved here only 2 years ago. And I really want to believe that there is a way that I can have a place here that doesn't come at the stake of someone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really want to coexist with people who raise their families here and make the city their home. And so, and I'm also just driven by this both frustrating and appealing aspect where a small amount of information can vastly change the outcome.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Michelle, we're glad you moved here. We're
Thank
glad you,
you
came here. Now, I want quickly before we run out of time, and we only have a little bit of time now, I want you to have come back and talk more about this, but how can people who are listening now participate through patronicity?
Yes. Well, if you're interested in supporting or learning more, we have so much information. This is awareness raising as well as fundraising.
Good.
They can go to patronicity.com and just search the word tricycle.
Right.
That would probably be the easiest way. Or you could find us on Facebook, the Tricycle Collective. You could find our website. And the other thing I really want to say, whether or not you want to work with the Tricycle Collective or patronicity, if you're curious about a home that you yourself live in, then you should go to WayneCountyTreasureMI.com and search for your address.
Okay, great. I want to thank you so much for being here. We're going to post all this information on our homepage so that people are aware of how they can connect to this and start making this something that can happen for families. And again, that's patronicity.com. If you go there and you put in the search tricycle, it'll take you to Tricycle 2020. That is, they're trying to raise $20,000 in 20 days. And right now they have roughly $4,000 raised and about 11 days left.
We have a long way to go. And whatever we get, we appreciate. And we'll go to as many families as
that's
we can.
Cool part,
but we really desperately want more. Just seeing the faces of people who we are committing to try to help. I know it will really make a huge difference for them.
Michelle Oberholzer, thank you so much for what you're doing and for being here for the Tricycle Collective. Folks, again, patronicity.com is the place to go to find out about the Tricycle Collective. Back in just a moment to talk about the Dove Channel.
Thank you so much.